Hello and welcome to the Lovely Awakening Podcast. This is your host, Missa, and this is episode 8. This episode is specifically for those that either suffer or know somebody that suffer from a chronic illness, chronic pain, chronic fatigue, or mental health issues. If you do not have any of these, then this episode may not be too informative for you personally, as I'm going to be making several different personal recommendations on this episode. So if you don't feel like it's going to resonate with you, feel free to check out one of my other episodes, and no offense will be taken. Before I get started, I just wanted to take a moment to thank each and every one of you that have taken the time out of your day to listen to my voice and listen to what I have to say. Sometimes I can't even get interest out of, my husband to talk about something. And I look at my podcast now and I'm getting close to 400 listens and I'm like, holy hell, this is amazing. I guess I need to keep talking. So thank you so much for subscribing. Thank you for listening. Thank you for liking, for commenting, for sharing. It means the world to me. It truly does, because I seen a meme the other day and it said, if nobody listens to your podcast, it's pretty much a voice memo. And that's what a podcast starts out as, a voice memo. Because I'm sitting here talking to myself, recording myself. But I feel so empowered doing it because I feel my message needs to be said aloud. And if somebody can listen to it and could resonate with the message and can get something out of it, then that voice memo turns into a podcast, and that podcast turns into something that could possibly help somebody. And if it can possibly help somebody, then it is all worth me sitting here talking to myself, recording my own voice. So thank you so very much for listening to this voice memo. I love you. So in this episode, I wanted to just talk about a few things and a few like actual products that I use that I've noticed that have made my life more comfortable and easier since having fibromyalgia and different health issues and being in chronic pain 24 hours a day. So the first thing I'm going to recommend to you is, are your clothes actually comfortable? Because I look at the clothes that I have in my closet and most of them don't get worn because I have I have a bunch of my work clothes from when I was working and I can't wear most of those. And the reason why is having anything super tight on my skin, it actually hurts. I know that sounds funny to some people, or it may sound weird, or you just may not understand it, but the friction that tight clothes provide make me feel like somebody's like strangling me or causes me more pain. So I no longer wear clothes that are tight. I like all of my clothes to be stretchy. I love my hoodies, my sweatshirts, and my long sleeve thermals. Anything that's soft. You know that like super soft blanket material or like those soft socks? I live for that feeling because it soothes me. It comforts me. And when you're in pain 24 hours a day, anything that you can actually feel and just for a second feel that nice, soothing comfort, it makes so much of a difference. So comfortable clothes are absolutely a necessity. I don't even or can't even wear bras anymore. I had probably like 30 bras from all Victoria's Secret, you know. And I actually had to get to the point that I had to sell them, which is good because I really need money, and at least I'm able to help somebody else out by them not having to spend $50 plus on each bra. So I get to get some money out of it to help me with eating and paying my bills. And they get to not spend $50 plus a bra. This one girl was so stoked. She bought like 10 bras from me for $60. She was like the happiest woman alive, because imagine the cost if she would have bought 10 bras at Victoria's Secret. She probably wouldn't be able to pay rent. So comfortable clothes are very important. If something is not comfortable to you and it actually hurts you, there is no point in harming yourself by wearing these clothes. There is really no point. So dress comfortably. And if you do work, there's plenty of clothes that you can buy that look dressy but are comfortable. So I would definitely do research on that, you know, if you can't live in sweats and hoodies like I do. Another huge thing is heating pads. Heating pads are amazing when you're in pain all the time, or when you're so sensitive to the weather. So in the summer now, I get hotter than I have ever been in my life, and I'm only 32. I just cannot handle the heat. And in the winter now, the cold, I am always freezing. I wake up and my hands feel like death. I know that I have like no meat or fat on my body at the moment. I'm trying to win some stuff to help me get in a better state, better health state, so that, you know, I have some meat on my body, but the cold affects me a lot. And when you're trying to get comfortable, or you're trying to sleep and you're really cold, or if you're in a lot of pain in a certain area, the heating pad makes all the difference in the world. And I've heard that they actually make larger heating pads than the standard ones. Like the one that I have is probably like 30 years old, and it's just, you know, the standard heating pad size. But it makes everything better. And a comfortable pillow or a neck pillow is a necessity, because your body's already in pain and your pillow is supporting your head, it's supporting your neck. So don't suffer in silence and spend that money on that new makeup palette or something that you don't really need when you know that your head is hurting every day and you have a shitty pillow. Go invest in that pillow, boo-boo. I'm not sure if you have used or heard of doTERRA. They are a natural therapeutic essential oil brand. I used to work for them selling their products, but in order to continue to do that, you have to continue to buy their products. And I just got to a point where I had probably $3,000 worth of essential oils, and I just didn't need anything else, so I stopped. And I want to join back with them because I really believe in their products. And the number one thing I'm going to recommend to you is the Deep Blue Rub. The Deep Blue Rub is pretty much the natural and essential oil version of Bengay or Icy Hot that helps tremendously with muscle pain and tension. I use it pretty much daily. A little bit goes a long way, I will tell you that. It is not cheap. A tube of it costs like $45, $50. And I don't sell it, but I do have friends that are doTERRA advocates that I can get you the link if you're interested in purchasing or getting more information about this item. But I use this daily. It's got a blend of different essential oils that help with pain and muscle issues, and it really truly helps. The great thing about it is anything that you put on your skin, Your skin is like a giant sponge and it absorbs everything. So when you're putting in pure therapeutic grade essential oils onto your skin, they're getting absorbed into your bloodstream and you're putting good, amazing stuff onto your body. So it's like a win-win because you're helping yourself with your pain and you're not putting crap in your body like putting the Bengay or the Icy Hot or any of these chemical-based products. I highly recommend Deep Blue from doTERRA. All right. This is an expensive one, but this one I could not recommend to enough people. I received a Live Tranquil lavender-infused weighted blanket. I think it was on the 2nd or the 3rd of January. I was blessed enough to have won this in a giant giveaway that was put on for the new year. And the universe knew how much I needed this, so I'm so thankful. I actually messaged Live Tranquil and asked them to get a promo code to provide to my listeners on my podcast because I wanted to tell you guys how amazing it truly is. This blanket is infused with 150 grams of lavender, pure lavender. It is a 15-pound weighted blanket, and if you're familiar with weighted blankets, or if you're not familiar with them, they are known to help people that have insomnia, anxiety, depression, and chronic pain and fatigue. And I could not tell you how blessed I feel to actually own one of these blankets. I'm always cold and I'm always in pain. Okay? So I'm normally on the bed with like three comforters and I'm still freezing. So my husband will go like throw a couple extra blankets on me. So I'm sitting there piled with like 2 feet of blankets on me, still shivering. And with this Live Tranquil lavender weighted blanket, I have this blanket on me. And when it's really chilly, I'll throw like a regular throw on top and I'm good. I'm super snugged. I feel like I am being hugged by a lavender cloud. Imagine that. Can you just feel that? A cloud of lavender is hugging your body. So it really helps with my pain, and it just makes me feel so soothed and comforted. It is on the pricier side, so it is going to be an investment. But like I said, I do have a promo code, which is AWAKENING, where you will receive 20% off of your purchase by using that promo code. So if it's something that you've been interested in or you heard about or you weren't really sure if you wanted to invest in, I do really recommend getting the lavender one from Live Tranquil. It's the only brand I know, or the first brand at least, that has lavender infused in their weighted blankets. Most of the weighted blankets are just weighted blankets. But having the lavender in there is very soothing. Lavender really helps you relax. It helps you to sleep. It helps with anxiety. So I honestly could not talk up more about this blanket. So I'll move on from here. Another huge thing is products that contain CBD or CBD oil itself. You want pure, sustainable, sorry, I have such a hard time with pronunciation, I'm working on it, CBD isolate. You want pure CBD oil. Depending on the brand that you get, I have used and love Thought Cloud. You can find them on Instagram. Anybody that I mention on this episode, by the way, I will leave a link to their website or to their Instagram in the show notes, so don't worry about writing that down. But I have used Thought Cloud's CBD isolate, and what I have done is I have taken this and put almost a full dropper, which is almost double the dose of a regular amount, so don't take my suggestion, but I'm in a lot of pain. But what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to use up to half of the dropper, 1 to 3 times a day. And what this helps with, I've noticed it helped with my pain. It kind of made it a little bit more livable, to say the least. It helped with my anxiety. And I also noticed, I'm not saying that this is what it's going to help you with, but I had noticed that I had less of my bipolar episodes where I'd go from being, you know, up, down. I had a little bit more just evenness and balance going on with myself. You can put this directly underneath your tongue. You can add it to your coffee. You can put it in your tea. You can put it in your water. It doesn't have a nasty taste like some of the oils do. So you could take it however you want. And it's a product that I highly suggest using. You could also use a CBD topical, which I use, as well as the Deep Blue. I kind of switch back and forth because sometimes I feel that one works better than the other, or it gets less effective if I use it all the time. But I have CBD topicals. I have a gel. I have a CBD cream that I got off of a gal on Instagram that her and her husband made, and it's very close in use to the Deep Blue, and it's got CBD in it. It's quite amazing. Another amazing thing with CBD is I did also contact Samantha at Chase and Unicorns. Because I have used her products, and I've actually kind of, I've messaged with her a lot, and she's honestly like the sweetest thing. Always doing giveaways. Check out her Instagram if you're interested in her giveaways or just seeing her products. But she has a podcast as well, and her website is chasingunicorns.com. And she has got these amazing CBD bath bombs. So, imagine taking a bath with a bath bomb, and when you get out, your body feels like you're kind of numb or like in a cloud. That's how these bath bombs make me feel. They are a must-try for anybody, actually. Not only if you have chronic illness or chronic pain or anxiety. If you've just had a stressful week at work, boo, go get yourself one of these bath bombs from Chase and Unicorns. I do have a link for them as well, only because I actually requested one because I wanted to mention her on the podcast and I wanted to have something to refer you guys to. She also has these amazing monthly self-ritual boxes, which are $35 a month, and they come with a variety of items. And why I'm going to talk her up more in this is it's all about, in the community that I'm in the community that I've affiliated myself with, it's all about small businesses. I make my own bath and body products to support myself. I make custom wine glasses and custom canvases and manifesting oils and everything, but it's all about supporting small business. Because if I didn't have somebody buying my products from me, I would be living on the street. If I didn't have somebody buying my products for me, I wouldn't have a phone. I'd lose my car. So by purchasing my products, it helps me to survive. Chase and Unicorns is a small business that Samantha started, and it is an amazing company because she actually had suffered. We talked briefly about her suffering with different mental health issues herself, with anxiety and depression, and I won a huge giveaway that she did. And when I enter giveaways on Instagram, to me, it's not just like, oh my God, I want to win something. To me, I enter these giveaways and I'm sitting there and I'm pressing this button that has a heart on it over and over. And I visualize myself just sending people love and just sending them love and sending them love. Because I didn't used to sit there and send people love. I'd sit there and look at them and I'd judge them, which was sending them hate. or I'd post a comment that was sending somebody some more hate, and I realized how that affected my body and my mental state of being. And I don't want to do that anymore. So I started pressing that like button. I started following more people, and I started actually just complimenting different women and just different people on what it is they're doing or their aesthetics or their products and supporting them. And then I started doing giveaways and I started winning. And I'm so glad that I started doing them because it has allowed me to try out products that I wouldn't have been able to try out because I'm not in a financial state to do so. And I wanted to give back to these amazing people that have helped me by spreading the word on how amazing their products are and how much their products have impacted my life personally. So go check out Chasing Unicorns. Check out their self-love ritual box. It's a monthly subscription box. You get crystals, sometimes different aromatherapies, different teas. And the best part of it is that Samantha actually uses other small businesses in her monthly boxes. So I told her that my goal is to eventually get one of my products in her ritual box. How amazing would it be for you to subscribe to Chasing Unicorns self-love ritual box, monthly subscription box, and in October or November or December, you get one of my products in that box. Can you visualize that? Because I can, and that makes me feel amazing. So in me supporting her, you are supporting me, and we're all supporting one another to make this world a better place, a happier place. Nike does not need your money. Bath & Body Works doesn't need your money, and you honestly don't need their chemicals. Victoria's Secret's already going bankrupt because they are taking people's money. Small companies, individual businesses, individual people appreciate your business, your word of mouth, your review, your love so much because you are literally feeding them. So, that concludes my list and the different things. I'm so sorry. That is my alarm clock for 11:11 that just went off. I don't edit my podcast. So you're going to hear that go off, and I'm so sorry about that. But thank you so much yet again for taking the time out of your day to listen to this podcast episode. I appreciate your support. I appreciate your hearing to listen to this. I appreciate your love so much. If you are interested in any of the items that I have mentioned, you want more information, or you're interested in ordering anything or signing up, I am going to be putting the links to the Live Tranquil weighted blanket and to Chasing Unicorns in the show notes. I hope and pray that each and every one of you have the absolute best day whenever it is that you are listening to this, wherever it is that you may be. Stay blessed, stay woke, stay lovely. I love you.